Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Messi will be here, but so will a guy who will be making a return back home to get to see his hometown crowd. And we're excited to have him on the hotline right now. Darlington Nagbe is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Pride of St. Ed's, pride of Akron, pride of Lakewood. Darlington, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate you.
How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
All right, are you pumped to play here? You got a big crowd coming. You got a lot of friends, family. I mean, Columbus isn't that far away, but this is in your backyard.
Yeah, I got a lot of family coming, a lot of friends coming, so I'm looking forward to it.
So you're coming into a bigger stadium than probably what you're used to playing at lower.com field. What's the biggest difference when you step into a larger stadium and see that like second deck, third deck of seats? Does that mess with sight lines or get you any more hyped up and psyched up?
To be honest, I don't really look at that, but I think it's just moments, you know, once the game's paused or after the game when you realize, you know, what just happened, who you played in front of. But I think during the game, you're kind of just locked in and focused on what's going on.
Well, it makes sense too, because you're used to it with doing national team stuff and going around the world and all of that kind of thing with it. So you immigrated here, grew up in Lakewood. What's the biggest thing you take away from playing at St. Ed's and Northeast Ohio in your game today?
I'll probably say the culture. I think you got a lot of culture in Cleveland. People don't usually associate with Cleveland, but I think the soccer culture, you got guys from everywhere, you know, all different parts of the world and in the country that moved to Cleveland. So I think just the culture, use different styles of play.
Darlington, your dad played for pro soccer. How did you end up in Cleveland in the first place?
I think my mom just, you know, she didn't want to continue moving around. So I think she just wanted a steady lifestyle and wanted us to come to the States and go to college and, you know, chase that American dream, if you want to say that. So that's how we ended up in Cleveland. Her brother lived in Cleveland.
Oh, I was going to say, did she take a dartboard and just throw it at a map of the United States? Goes, boom, I hit Lakewood. This is where we want to be. No, that's
really
good.
Really like winter.
I don't think Cleveland was on her map. We have been to New York a couple of times, you know, so I think it was New York. Kind of, you know, when you're moving to your state, you just think of New York, you know, California, Florida, like the big states, big cities. But yeah, her brother was living in Cleveland, so that's how we ended up there.
So your uncle was here, so that's how you ended up here. Do you have any great stories, or do you remember like those times playing at St. Ed's and how those how the guys that you played with there? Obviously, they're not at the same level as a national team, but I mean, it's got to be special for those guys to be able to say that they played with you somewhere along the line.
Yeah, definitely. You know, since I came back to Columbus, actually, you know, coming back to Ohio has been special. You know, a lot of guys reached out, former teammates, just former students, even classmates, just friends in general, you know, that were part of my journey at St. Ed's, at Akron, and even when I came back to play against the crew, having friends come out and check out those games. So it's definitely special to get a chance to play in Cleveland, you know, at the Browns Stadium, growing up a Browns fan. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Darlington Nagbe joining us, midfielder for the Columbus Crew on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, 4:30, Inter-Miami, Columbus Crew, Huntington Bank Field. Tickets available right now, 4:30 on Saturday, that game is. You brought up Akron. You went to school in Akron. What makes Akron such a great soccer school? Like somewhere to, you know, guys can develop that have found their way all over the place and playing in the MLS and a little bit internationally too. What makes Akron so good for that?
I think when I got there, that's when Caleb Porter had just gotten there from Indiana, who's a powerhouse in soccer. So I think he kind of brought his tradition and his knowledge of the game to Akron. And I think it just took off from there. You know, won a national championship, we were number one for a couple of years while I was there. And that's continued since he's left. You know, he really established his style. And Coach Embick, who's there now, has really taken over and done a great job with that as well.
What is that style? What makes a coach better than another coach?
I don't know if I want to say better, but I think the ones that I've seen that are successful are the ones that are looking really, you know, get the group to kind of put their ideas to bring their ideas to life, you know. So I think the thing as a coach, you have a plan, you have a game plan, and you want your team to play a certain way, but not everyone can get the team to believe in it and to get the team to perform that way. So I think the coaches that get the opportunity to have their team perform how they want them to perform and really buy in, those are the great coaches that, you know, are successful, in my opinion.
So, Darlington, you're 34. The Crew, I think, started, I'm trying to remember what year, like 90, maybe they were 5 years old when they started or 4 years old. It was right after the 94 yeah. Cup. So you've had the Crew for your whole life, essentially. And just your thoughts on being an MLS player and what it means even just to be back in Ohio, let alone playing in Cleveland on Saturday.
No, you've definitely seen the league growing a lot. You know, even Columbus coming back home in 2020, I believe, to come play for the Crew. Even just then until now, just the changes that have happened. You know, the Haslins buying over the team with the Edwards family, you know, new training facility, new stadium downtown. So you've seen all these changes, you know. On top of that, you had a successful team that's won two MLS Cups and a couple other trophies and international trophies. So you're really kind of seeing soccer grow, not just, you know, in MLS in the country, but also here in Columbus.
Darlington Nagbe joining us from the midfielder for the Columbus Crew, taking on Inter Miami at Huntington Bank Field Saturday, 4:30. Tickets are still available to go see that if you want to see Darlington and the rest of the Crew go up against Lionel Messi and Inter Miami. So what's the biggest difference this season between you played for Caleb Porter multiple times, Wilfred Nancy comes in. What's the biggest difference between the two of those guys?
Obviously both successful. You know, I think maybe the biggest difference is, you know, style of play, I should say. You know, but like I said, there's more than one way to win. There's more than one way to be successful. Caleb won two MLS Cups with two different teams, and then Wilfried's been here. You know, he's been successful the 3 years we've been here and won championships as well. But I'd say the biggest difference is style of play. You know, we're a lot more possession-based, keeping the ball a lot more in the way that we attack, you know, since Wilfried's been here.
Hey, what advice would you have for a kid growing up in Northeast Ohio that would try to, you know, just have the goal of making it to your level? I remember in the beginning it was Brad Friedel, who was probably the biggest name that came out of Northeast Ohio to come back. And, you know, he played in the Premier League and then came back and played for the Crew. And to have the dreams that you and Brad were able to share. And how do you get there from Northeast Ohio? How hard is that road?
It's like it's changed now since I was younger. I think the route, you know, I took was going to college and taking that route, getting drafted, being a top pick and performing, you know, in college, whereas now you've got other ways. Now you can go to college and take that route, you know, perform and do well there, be a part of a good team and get drafted. Or, you know, we have academy systems, kind of like, you know, baseball kind of have to have their, I don't know what you call it, triple A, double A, single A teams. Mm-hmm. But now we have kind of those teams with the youth where they can try and join teams that way. But in terms of your skills and development, I'll say as many touches as possible, you know, repetition, you know, whether it's organized or not organized, you know, finding ways just to be around the game, be around the ball, watching, just learning, getting educated on the game.
You've been in MLS for a good period of time now. What's the biggest difference from when you first got into the league to where the league has evolved to now?
I would definitely say talent, you know, has been a big difference. Exposure, you know, guys that are coming in and out of the league. And I think before, you know, it was, I don't know how big of a destination it was for players, but now you really see young guys, you know, coming into this league and taking their career to the next level. And then you see guys, you know, like Messi, for example, coming to the league and performing and making the MLS known on a global stage.
We found out yesterday we're going to get a women's pro team once the new league comes about. Your thoughts of not only the growth of the game here in the States, but the growth for the women too, I think it's been really exciting.
Yeah, it has been. I got a daughter. She's 11. So just seeing that take off is definitely special for me. You know, she loves soccer. She's a huge soccer fan. She plays. So hopefully I get a chance to bring her to some games with the women's game in this country. You know, what the women's national team does and then, you know, the NWSL and their league and then how much exposure they're getting. It's fun, not just for the women's game, but I think just for the game in general.
Does she got the pink braids going for Trinity Rodman yet? Has she gotten that far?
Nah, she didn't get that far yet. She's,
okay.
She's a Sophia Smith fan, so.
Oh, that's understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
God, she could finish triple espresso was something to behold. I hope those three get back together again and play, because that was so much fun up front watching them.
It was.
Just unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
Darlington, last question for me. Just thoughts on playing against Messi, this game against Miami coming up on Saturday. Your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, what's it like lining up against legends? Like, that blows me away with this. If I was, like, looking like across and there's Messi or Zlatan or one of those other guys who are just international legends.
No, it's definitely for me, it's a great experience. Obviously, being in the league such a long time and seeing players of that caliber, that quality, you know, like you said, legends of the game coming to MLS and performing and taking the game to different heights is definitely – it's definitely cool to see. And then playing against them is always I feel like the first time is always special, you know, but then I think once you kind of see them a little bit more, you know, you kind of look at the game as, you know, you're here to compete, you're here to win, but it'll definitely be a cool experience. But I'm excited for, you know, friends and family and people in Cleveland to check him out also if they haven't before.
All right, well, we're all set. Darlington, you need to give a shout-out to anybody in Cleveland, or are they all going to be at the game? You'll be able to give them a shout-out in person.
They'll all be at the game. I just want to shout-out Cleveland, Lakewood, Akron, yeah, just Ohio.
Sounds good. Darlington, thanks. We'll be rooting for you on Saturday as well. So thank you for taking the time and joining us.
This is excellent, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Darlington Nagbe, Columbus Crew, will be here at Huntington Bank Field Saturday at 4:30. They take on Messi. Inter Miami will be the team that they're playing. That's who Messi plays for. So it should be a lot of fun. You're saying, are you going to go down? Yeah, well, normally you would go down and tailgate. And
I'm gonna try to get down and tailgate and do all that good stuff and see the match. It's going to be a really good time. There's something about, you know, it's – for those of you who don't totally understand this one, like, and don't understand,
here, do me a
whole
favor, explain it when we come back. Let's do that.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.